USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are nearing agreement on sanctions against Russia over its massing of troops near the border with Ukraine and feared invasion. The U.S. promising to put Moscow on the defensive at the U.N. Security Council. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on ABC's This Week saying our voices are unified in calling for the Russians to explain themselves.
Part of the reason we're calling for this meeting on Monday is one more opportunity to find the diplomatic way out.
Sunday, another day of major flight delays after the nation's northeast states were walloped by a massive winter storm. FlightAware reporting 1,500 flights canceled in and out of the U.S. and more than 2,300 delays. Tens of thousands without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden is calling for the release of U.S. Navy veteran Mark Frericks, who was taken hostage in Afghanistan nearly 2 years ago, Monday marking the second anniversary of the kidnapping. In a statement, the president saying hostage-taking is an act of cruelty and cowardice. A civil engineer and contractor from Illinois was kidnapped in January of 2020 from the capital of Kabul and is believed to be in the custody of the Taliban-linked Haqqani network. North Korea continuing its weapons tests, firing what analysts say is the most powerful missile the regime has tested in years. Pyongyang's seventh launch of the month, traveling 500 miles and landing in the ocean. It's the Rams and the Bengals in the Super Bowl. The Bengals get a field goal in overtime at Kansas City to win 27-24. And the Rams holding off the 49ers with a late field goal, 20-17. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Actor turned history teacher and former DJ who played a DJ on WKRP in Cincinnati, Howard Hessman, has died at 81.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny, Dr. Johnny Fever, and I am burning up in here. We are all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I've got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it.
Hessman dying Saturday in Los Angeles due to complications from colon surgery. And the home of the late host of Jeopardy is up for sale. Here's Chris Barnes from the USA Radio News New England Bureau.
In Los Angeles, the home of the late Alex Trebek is on sale for $7 million. The longtime Jeopardy host bought that property in Studio City in 1991 for about $2 million. The compound, as they call it, features a Mediterranean-style mansion at its center, along with grassy lawns, lush gardens, and oak trees. It's also got a number of very fine bathrooms, as well as a library and a movie theater.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.